This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where center and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximize countries' human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the center of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas, Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, yesterday. Mr. Modi said the Sahibzadas stood like a rock against the cruelty of Mughals, shaking religious fundamentalism and terror.
वो वीर साहबजादे जिन्होंने उम्र और अवस्था की सीमाओं को तोड़ दिया, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया.
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi yesterday. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the President will grace the centenary celebrations of Aul Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The Aul Chiki script was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for the Santhali language. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education. On atrocities against the Hindu community, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that the Narendra Modi government is ruthlessly curbing terror in the country. Inaugurating the Counter-Terrorism Conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, yesterday, Mr. Shah underlined that terror is the biggest enemy of humankind and everyone needs to fight against it together. The Home Minister said this annual conference has become a platform to deal with the emerging threats under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of zero tolerance against terrorism. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. And in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in 5-match series. Chasing a target of 113 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 114 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in just 13.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.